What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you for listening, everybody, all over North America. On the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, Sirius XM Channel 158, and everybody tuned in on a smart speaker. Thank you. I'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. This show gets started every single weeknight at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. It's been a busy, busy show. You've talked about quite a lot. Tennessee Titans firing Mike Vrabel. I don't know what's in the air in Tennessee, but whatever they smoking, smelling, participating in, it's not good. What a ridiculous decision. We took a look at the national championship game from last night, looking at the future of head coach Jim Harbaugh, likely to go on to the NFL. Why wouldn't he? I mean, you win at Michigan, just go on, man. You've been flirting with the NFL for years. And let's be real, Michigan, they might get punished some more. Like, why stick around? As they say on the internet, why blank around and find out? Don't do that. Thank you to Leroy Horde for joining us, former Michigan running back, former Rose Bowl MVP, current host of WQAM in Miami, for coming through to talk with us about everything Michigan Wolverines and related to Jim Harbaugh. And thank you as well to Paul Kuharski. Paul Kuharski came through and joined us to talk about the Tennessee Titans and their decision to let go of Mike Vrabel. As we continue on here with this hour of the show, there's a few pieces of news that I must share with you. I know we talked a lot over the past couple of days about some NFL head coaches who have been given the boot. It's been announced about, I don't know, 25, 30 minutes or so, that Eric Spoelstra of the Miami Heat, that they've agreed to what appears to be an 8-year contract extension for him to continue to lead the way for the Miami Heat. You want to talk about a lifer? This is Eric Spoelstra's 16th season as head coach, 29th season overall with the organization. I think we've all heard by now. He started off in the video room when he was 24 years old. He's 53 years old right now. We know about the 3 championships. We know about the multiple finals appearances. And he is the NBA's second longest tenured head coach behind Popovich, who's been running the Spurs for 28 years. Eric Spoelstra is going to continue to beat up the record books on this now reported 8-year contract extension. At least somebody is being rewarded for some good work. Eric Spoelstra taking over for Pat Riley when Pat Riley said, "I'm done." And sometimes you got to be smart. It wasn't too long after LeBron James arrived and was there with Bosch and with Wade that we got some reports that they, you can decide who they is, they wanted Eric Spoelstra gone. Look at what he's doing. Tennessee Titans making a ridiculous mistake. 855-212-4CBS. Thank you so much to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. Thank you to our callers, everybody hanging out here on the phone lines. I will get to you momentarily. We got some other news. Draymond Green finally spoke to the media today, said that he's going to take the antics out of his basketball performance. But yesterday on his own podcast, he pretty much said, "Oh, yeah, this was almost all too much for me." And so we'll get into a little bit of Draymond and Ja Morant, his injury. But let's get to your calls, because we've done through and talked about a lot. Vrabel, Harbaugh, Michael Penix Jr., draft stock falling after his performance last night. We talked about the Falcons, even their front office set up. Like, what do you do now that you got rid of Arthur Smith? Your GM is just a small participant in finding and identifying the next head coach. And then we even talked about Jameis Winston deciding to, run or call a run play when the coach said victory formation. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Who do we got here? Mark is here from Milwaukee. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah, how are you tonight?
Excellent. What's on your mind?
Happy New Year, by the way. It's funny, Ian, we're talking about Mike Vrabel. And I'm going to preface the call by saying I'm a diehard Packer fan, happy and thrilled. But I want to talk to you, and Mike Vrabel's part of this, about the Bears. I thought, I have a lot of friends that are Bears fans, listen to you on one of the Chicago stations. And I thought if, I'm not trying to be a doomsdayer, if Ryan Eberflus were to go, that there would be two people that I thought might be a good replacement for the Bears. The first one was Mike Vrabel. This is, you know, before Mike, you know, I said if Mike Vrabel becomes available. Now he has. The second being Ken Dorsey, who was the OC at Buffalo, and he was let go about a month or 6 weeks ago. I would bring the two of them to Chicago. I would bring Vrabel as the head coach, who's a great coach, great experience. I agree with you. My feeling is that when I look at Mike Vrabel's body of work, I think of success, of overachieving. That's how it's tough.
So let me ask you this. If you're a Packers fan, and you're getting ready to play a playoff game this weekend, why the hell do you care what the Bears do? And they haven't even fired Eberflus. Why is it even a thought?
It's just I find sports talk and conversation interesting.
Okay.
I'm very concerned and consumed with the Packers, but just it's an interesting topic. It's like a lightning rod. And, you know, I have a lot of friends that are Bears fans. I listen to a lot of Chicago talk radio. It's just my feeling. I don't think you can hang on to Justin Fields. You can get something for him.
Well, I think Justin Fields is more of a legitimate conversation until they actually get rid of Eberflus. And we've talked about Justin Fields. If I were the Chicago Bears, I would move on for him because I think if I'm Ryan Poles, I want a chance and I want a crack with my own quarterback for my own well-being. And trying to, you know, stretch out my contract. So I wouldn't be too concerned with Eberflus. I think from everything that we've heard and read and learned, you can be consumed by sports talk radio, but it appears that he's going to be safe. Now, could that change? Of course it is. I think Justin Fields should be a little bit more concerned with his future than anything going on with Eberflus. Hey, Mark, I got a lot of callers. I want to thank you for calling from Milwaukee. Rick is calling from Nashville. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Rick?
Hey, thanks, buddy. We're all just in shock. I mean, did this really happen today? Vrabel's one of the best coaches in football. And to let him go right now, it's not about the X's and O's with the Titans. It's about the Jimmys and Joes. They just do not have the talent to compete right now. I mean, she does some of the dumbest things. The owner, if you'll remember last year, and I'm not saying this was right or wrong, but she let John Robinson go halfway through the season. As soon as that happened, the Titans went in that tailspin and lost, most all the last five or six games they had on their schedule. I mean, it just doesn't make sense, the things she's doing. People in Tennessee are just, we're shocked, and we're very dismayed about it. Now, I'll tell you this. The people in Atlanta are thrilled Arthur Smith is gone. I was through Atlanta on business today, and it's been pretty apparent for the last several weeks that Arthur was probably on his way out. I'll tell you what the folks in Atlanta are thinking and hoping.
Well, Rick,
from the sports
Rick,
yeah.
Yeah. I'm one of those folks in Atlanta. I can tell you, we're just all happy that, Rick. Did Rick call me on a VCR? I got so much feedback, almost blew out my own ears. Hey, Rick, we do not care who the head coach is here. Arthur Smith is gone, okay? Is Eric Bieniemy coming in? It'd be nice, okay? People do not care. Arthur Smith is gone. I'll tell you what people are more concerned about, not the coach. People are looking at the organizational structure of the Atlanta Falcons, and they feel that it's a joke right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Mike is calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mike?
Hey, JR. How you doing, man?
Excellent.
I'm missing you because of your new schedule. I'm getting messed up. But anyway, JR, I'm going to be real quick. Number one, who do you think the MVP of the NFL is this year? And number two, don't you think it would be better it would be better if the NFL went with like how they do baseball, an AL MVP and an NL MVP. I mean,
we don't need that. Give us one MVP. You know, I've talked about it. I know you said maybe you've missed a show. I've been here for a week now with a new time slot. 6 p.m. Eastern, right. 3 Pacific. It's Lamar Jackson. No ands, ifs, or buts about it. Throwing those five touchdowns against the Miami Dolphins pretty much solidified it. What you want to give the ball to what? Christian McCaffrey, the MVP in the NFC?
No, man. You know, I'm from Baltimore. I'm a Lamar fan. You know, but I was just saying about just in general, it seems like I said, I love Lamar. That's my quarterback. But I was just saying, in general, the NFL, it seems like a quarterback-driven award.
Yeah.
And a lot of, you know, a lot of times some other people don't get it. That's why I'm going, you know, if they split it up conference-wise, would it be better or whatever? But, I mean, I'm all for I'm all for Lamar. That's
and let's think about it this way. We all know, anyone who's familiar with the game, the quarterback is the most important player on every team. It might be the most important player on a positional player in professional sports. The quarterback is really the driver of the team. Granted, the quarterback doesn't go out there and play defense, but if you ain't got no quarterback, you ain't got nothing. And that's why in most cases we see the QB win the MVP unless there's some type of 2,000-plus yard season by a running back. Hey, Mike, thank you so much for calling from Baltimore. Let's go ahead to Texas and talk to Eric. You're on JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio, Eric.
Hey, JR. Thanks for having me this evening.
Sure.
So I wanted to make two statements. One, about the moment I knew Vrabel was amazing, and the second statement, the moment I knew that his management were idiots. So the first one was back when the Tennessee went up, it was either 28-0 or 28-3 on the Chiefs and the right before the Super Bowl at Kansas City. My jaw hit the floor. I said, there ain't no way. The talent, Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce and Mahomes, I mean, Mahomes pulled out a magical moment and came back. But that average talented team from Tennessee almost went to the Super Bowl, and Mahomes did the same thing to the 49ers next game. They come from behind and won again. And the second one is about the management. Man, when they had that draft and they traded Brown for a bologna sandwich, Vrabel did not know. The whole country was watching, and Vrabel's eyes got big and wide, and then he got mad. He's like, man, if you're going to trade A.J. Brown, at least tell your coach. That is so disrespectful. But I'm with most of the callers, and I think Vrabel is an amazing coach. I think he's a player's coach, like Dan Campbell, but I think the difference is he can actually coach. What you think, JR?
Yeah, no, we talked about this last hour, and thank you, Eric, for calling from Texas. Yeah, Vrabel, we heard this from multiple people. You don't got to take my word for it. Let's take a listen one more time. Taylor Lewan, who was on the offensive line, three-time Pro Bowler, didn't play this past season. He was actually on air with Rich Eisen. I think he broadcast his show on Roku or what have you. And he got the news live that Mike Vrabel was being fired. And he was just, he couldn't believe it. Take a listen.
I love Amy, and I love that franchise. I think they just made a mistake. I think they just made a big mistake because Vrabel is going to be just fine. Of all NFL coaches, he's going to be the number one people that the Raiders, the Chargers, the Bears, the Panthers, the Commanders, the Patriots, all those teams are going to look at now and say, we want Mike Vrabel. We need Mike Vrabel because he knows he can instill a culture and he can win games. I think the only person you would put above Mike in the search for a head coach of these vacancies in franchises is going to be Jim Harbaugh because of what he was able to accomplish going to a Super Bowl and then also winning a national championship. He's just a more proven head coach at this point, but I think that is a mistake.
Yeah. Someone else who thought it was a mistake is one of the best running backs that the NFL has seen over the past 25-plus years. That's Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry is just like, what are we doing here? That guy is a leader of men, is what he told Diana Rossini. He could not believe it. If you want to hear the explanation from Amy Adams, the owner of the Titans, take a listen. This is what she had to say. Hey, why did you fire Mike Vrabel? This is her response.
The last two seasons have been very disappointing. And the The fans felt it. I felt it. We made changes last year, and I came to believe we needed to make a change to the coaching staff.
That ain't no reason. That's just a bunch of BS. That's just me being honest. She ain't say nothing. We lost two Well, what was he coaching? Two garbage cans? 11 garbage cans on each side of the ball? Like, what do you want from him? What happened to taking a look at everything that he's done? If I got to look at his full body of work since he became the head coach, if I got to look at his full body of work, if I got to look at his reputation, then what's the problem? Y'all just had internal beef. That had to be it. That's it. Ridiculous. That's why in life we got winners and we got losers. Tennessee Titans today just made a move that helped cement them as losers. That's not to say that they don't turn things around. And I want to give a big thank you to Paul Kuharski for joining us earlier on in the show. Yeah, we know that if you get C.J. Stroud and D'Amico Ryans that, you know, it can turn around in a year's time. But are the odds high on that? I'd venture to say no. You know, maybe the Tennessee Titans do turn it around rather quickly. Maybe they do get some shot offensive coordinator or a friend of GM Rand Carthon's to come through and help turn things around. But what are the real odds that they turn things around and have success quickly? Most teams don't. It doesn't work out that way. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I told you, Mike Vrabel gone, Eric Spoelstra on the NBA side, Miami Heat get a year contract extension. Wow. And then Draymond Green, he spoke as well. Draymond says, I'm done with the antics. Well, this is the same dude who said he was getting ready to retire because he couldn't take it two more. It was too much for him. Whatever. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get some more of your calls. Hit me up, 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We've talked about these ridiculous decisions by the Tennessee Titans. Well, ridiculous decision, getting rid of Mike Vrabel. We know someone who's been the king of ridiculous decisions over the past, I don't even want to say several months, several years, is Draymond Green. Draymond Green returned to practice for the first time today with the Golden State Warriors. He said during the first couple of days of his suspension, the first 10 days, he did not even pick up a basketball. The Golden State Warriors are pathetic right now. They're in the 12th seed. They have a record of 17-19. Draymond Green has now been away for 13 games as he's now trying to get back into basketball shape. And Draymond said that he can eliminate all of the antics. He says, when I look at these situations, can I remove the antics? Yes, I'm very confident I can remove the antics. I'm very confident if I do, no one is worried about how I play the game of basketball or how I carry myself in the game. It's the antics. That's the focus. It's not changing who I am completely. You don't change the spots on a leopard. And so Draymond Green says he can change. I still don't have any clarity on what he said last night or yesterday on his podcast on The Volume, because Draymond Green certainly sat down, stared into a camera, and told everybody, yeah, when I first got suspended, I was getting ready to retire. Do you remember this? This is from yesterday.
I had a conversation with Adam Silver, Commissioner of our league. I just told him, Adam, it's too much for me. Like, this is too much. It's all becoming too much for me, and I'm going to retire. And Adam said, you're making a very rash decision, and I won't let you do that. You know, we had a long, great conversation, very helpful to me, very thankful to play in a league with a commissioner like Adam, who's more about helping you than hurting you, or helping you than punishing you, or, you know, he's more about the players.
Oh, man. You know what I've come to the conclusion? Is that a lot of the athletes and the players, and Draymond specifically, I would put Aaron Rodgers in that same boat. These dudes are going through their own personal therapy in 2024 by just talking to the public, by explaining, by walking through things, because they don't understand what the hell they're saying themselves. It's pretty sad. Anyway, Draymond Green didn't stop there. I told you about his comments today about, you know, eliminating the antics. During his own show, he also wasn't too thrilled with comments made by Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant last month said that, hey, Draymond Green needs to get the help that he needs. And Draymond said that he did not appreciate that. This is what Draymond had to say.
I'll tell you, it really pissed me off when Kevin Durant said he wasn't like that when I was around. I hope he get the help he needs. And I start going into this deep dive of like, how this, how that. But then it's like, wait a minute. What do you want the world to know about you? And so I sat with myself and thought about that. And I'm like, interestingly enough, the world still thinks I'm the same Draymond as I was in 2017. And the reality is I'm not. I'm not even close to the same Draymond that I was in 2017. But I, quite frankly, have not allowed anyone in the world to see that growth, to see that change.
Pull up a chair. I mean, we should all get paid for listening to Draymond Green. Let's listen to this final comment by Kevin Durant, who said, man, I ain't mean nothing by this guy. What's he complaining about? I meant no ill will.
Before I had made those comments, they were saying Draymond's going to therapy. Like, what am I supposed to think? They say somebody going to therapy. I'm just hope he get better from that and hope he learn from whatever he feel like he needs to learn from going to therapy. So that's all I heard, and I'm glad he's back. I'm glad he can move past that. Draymond is an incredible teammate. He got his times where he loses his temper, but everybody has those times. But I didn't mean no ill will by what I said. I know some people look at me as this malicious snake, passive aggressive. Like, I know how people feel about me sometimes. So when I say I don't mean no harm by nobody. I don't mean to disrespect him or his family if he felt that way. I'm just glad he's back on the court.
At least Kevin Durant knows how people feel about him. Kevin Durant is a nice guy, by the way. He might be sensitive, or might have been sensitive. He might still be with social media. I think at this point he doesn't care. He just does it to do what he wants. But it's pretty hilarious to hear that back and forth. Hey, Draymond, man, just play basketball. We don't need another podcast from you this season. Just go play ball. And don't punch nobody else in the face. Don't do that either. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Wayne is calling from Tucson, Arizona. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing? Great show. Love your show. I love your takes and your very candid positions on a lot of things. It makes us think a little bit. So I don't really have a take on Draymond. I'm going to leave that alone and let it play out over time and see what reality is.
Sure.
Before I form any opinions, but I do have an opinion on Mike Vrabel, and I was super disappointed when I heard that. I can't believe it. He's such an amazing coach. I mean, where were they without him? You know, he can only coach the players that he's been given, and I mean, this guy made Ryan Tannehill a borderline Pro Bowler. Are you kidding me?
They went to an AFC title game. Come on.
Yes, I mean that's crazy to think that
Derrick Henry, by the way. Derrick Henry.
Yeah, didn't they just beat the team that was supposed to win the division, playing for its playoff life? And I mean, I know they didn't have a great season, but you got to give them players and to cut them loose. You made the comment that you may be wrong. The Tennessee Titans might come back and do really good things. I think it's a lot more likely that Mike Vrabel gets picked up somewhere and comes back and bites Tennessee in the butt.
Yeah,
I'd like to see.
No, I definitely think so. I agree with you. Thank you, Wayne, for calling from Tucson. Appreciate you, man.
You bet. See ya.
No doubt about it. Andrew is calling from Alaska. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. So, first off, I appreciate the new time block because it is amazing for my commute. It's a promotion for you, and that's kind of like my segue into the fact that, like, offensive and defensive coordinators, we focus on the head coaches getting fired, but we don't focus on those coordinators getting fired. And what teams, in your opinion, I'm asking your run, your take on, are just like firing? Oh, I just dropped the F. I'm sorry, but firing the coaches on the coordinator level when really the head coach should have gotten fired because the Jaguars fired their coordinator, and I really don't think that should have been the case.
Okay. Well, thank you, Andrew, for calling from Alaska.
And I apologize for the language.
I don't know no language. If you dropped anything, then I don't know. Anyway, I didn't say nothing, so I'm good. Here's the deal, man. If you want to talk about Doug Peterson getting a boot because the Jacksonville Jaguars fell into the toilet, losing streak to end the year, didn't go to the playoffs, I would put a little bit more of that on injuries. And if you want to blame it on the coordinator, so be it. But I think based on Doug Peterson's history, I wouldn't give him the boot just right out of the gate. And we do know this. A lot of times the coordinators can be the first to go. But it doesn't matter if you're an offensive coordinator, defense coordinator, you're the dude running special teams, you're the head coach. And forget the NFL. I'm talking about all coaches and managers. They get hired, be fired. How many coaches actually stick around, I don't want to say forever, but get that 17-year stretch like a Mike Tomlin? I told you about Eric Spoelstra. Tonight getting an extension. He's been with the team for almost 30 years. I mean, he started off as a kid. Not everybody gets that. I mean, Greg Popovich, he fired the coach and took the job himself. He's been sitting there forever. So not everybody gets that. Most coaches, they're there today, this year, next year, and they're gone in 2 or 3 years. That's it. Don't feel sorry for them. They get paid nicely. But somebody has to bear the brunt. And in certain leagues, especially like the NBA, players are getting paid a lot of money. It's easier to get rid of the head coach, give in, acquiesce to the player, and bring in somebody else. It's a hard knock life for coaches. And I know coaches, people listening to me right now, it's a thankless job. Yeah, you could be a professional and get millions and millions of dollars. We got coaches on the high school level. We got some on the college level. Most of the vast majority, probably 95% on every level of college athletics, not paid for what they do. It's tough being a coach. Nobody appreciates the coach unless you are the small percentage that's actually winning. It's tough. Mike Vrabel will be okay. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler before I roll out. Before I do anything, or before I roll out of here, there's one more topic I want to get into in addition to your calls. I thought I told you Draymond should stop talking. Aaron Rodgers spoke again today, too. He just doesn't get it. And he also said that the Jets need to cut the BS out, and he just keeps talking. Maybe he should cut himself out. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'll get to your calls.
Well, well, well. Shopping for a car?
Yep. Carvana made financing a car as smooth as can be.
Oh, yeah?
I got pre-qualified instantly and had real terms personalized just for me.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
Well, I got to browse thousands of car options on Carvana, all within my budget.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
It does. I actually wanted a car that seemed out of my range, but I was able to add a cosigner and found my dream car.
It doesn't get much...
Oh, it gets smoother. It's getting delivered tomorrow.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get pre-qualified today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I try my best to, you know, showcase a little bit of common sense. It doesn't always work, but I try my best. Now, we've discussed a lot tonight because it's been a busy day. We just learned Eric Spoelstra of the Miami Heat. This man is getting an 8-year contract extension. Mike Vrabel fired as head coach of the Tennessee Titans. I don't think we got a clear reason there. I think there's just internal politics which led him to be released and let go. Bill Belichick, all things considered, Bill Belichick, he still has a job. I know we're all waiting. Could be a couple of days, could be a couple of weeks before he potentially moves on. I don't think he's going to stay in New England. We talked about Jim Harbaugh. Michigan won the national championship last night. And what happens with Jim? He's probably going to leave. He's probably going to bail. Just so much. Michael Penix Jr., what happened with his draft stock? I don't think it is jumped or maybe even fallen. He had an opportunity to raise it, but that did not take place after they were smashed, and he was physically smashed by the Wolverines. And amongst all of the crazy things, Yeah, we got to get this in here before I get to the phone calls. Listen, Aaron Rodgers spoke. The same Aaron Rodgers who, in his end of the season press conference with the New York Jets media yesterday, he said the team needs to stop BS that doesn't lead to winning. You need a reminder? Listen.
It's not a half the time thing. It's not a sometimes thing. It's not a most of the time thing. It's an every time thing. If you want to be a winning organization, you have to put yourself in position to win championships and be competitive. Everything that you do matters. And the bullshit that has nothing to do with winning needs to get out of the building.
Oh, okay. All right, Aaron. Isn't that the pot calling the kettle black? Isn't that what that cliche is? Does he look in the mirror? Does he have one? Is he allergic? Like, doesn't he realize that a lot of the BS comes from him? Who else is hearing anything? And then last week we had the whole situation on Pat McAfee's show on ESPN where he's just like, oh, Jimmy Kimmel, he better be careful not to be on any list. And then Aaron Rodgers was back on Pat McAfee today. And he's just like, I didn't call that man a, pedophile. Listen to this garbage.
And I said that a lot of people, and I'm quoting myself here, a lot of people, including Jimmy Kimmel, are really hoping that doesn't come out. End quote. That's what I said. That's the entire quote. Okay? I was referring to the fact that if there is a list, which again, this hasn't come out yet, this was just a deposition, right? And there are names on it, then that would be the second time that a soft brain junior college student, you know, wacko, anti-vax, anti-Semite, purveyor, spreader of misinformation, conspiracy theorist, MAGA, whatever other things that have been said by him and other people in the media would be right twice. Now, let me just say that is the truth, number one. Number two, I totally understand how serious an allegation of pedophilia would be. So for him to be upset about that, I get it. Did you watch the quote? Because that's exactly what I said. Verbatim what I said on the show. Okay? I'm not stupid enough, even though you think I'm an idiot, and you made a lot of comments about my intelligence, but I'm not stupid enough to accuse you of that with absolutely zero evidence, concrete evidence. That's ridiculous.
Oh, stop, man. You made an offhand comment joke that insinuated that he'd be on a list. Like, stop. Him and Draymond Green must be best friends. Just explaining away. Just common sense. Let's just leave it alone. I used to like him as a player. You know, I don't know him from a hole in the wall as a person, but it's just like unbearable. Him and Draymond Green should just do a podcast together. Draymond Green and Aaron Rodgers should just get together and be the next Bert and Ernie. I don't know if they have canceled Bert and Ernie. I don't know if they still sleep in the same room, in opposite beds, what have you. They should just get together and do a new show. 855-212-4CBS. Let's get to some of your calls before we roll out. We got Danny calling up from Tennessee. You're on the...
Yes, hey, Danny. How are you doing tonight?
I'm excellent. Go ahead, Danny.
Good. Thank you for having me on. I listen to you every single night. I listen to you on this time slot and the other time slot, and I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I wanted to chime in and kind of give you and your viewers a little something of what Tennessee people think about the firing of Mike Vrabel. Tennessee people are about 50-50 on it. 50% agree with it, 50% don't agree with it. And I've been listening to your show all night, and, a lot of people have been calling in. They've been saying that the coach can't help the roster. You know, that's up to the GMs. And a lot of us, to be honest with you, feel like that the Titans did make a mistake, that they made the mistake last year when they fired John Robson and they didn't fire Vrabel then. Because those years that Vrabel won, John Robson brought the talent in there. John Robson was very good about bringing talent in there. And Vrabel won with the talent that John Robson brought in there.
But to a certain degree, when I take a look, and am I sitting down and watching every single Tennessee Titans game? No, because I actually like good football. If you got to take a look at what Mike Vrabel has done as the head coach from when he got into the door, when you do take a look at the talent that he coached, especially on the offensive end from his perspective, a defensive coach, and then you look at some of his play calls and clock manipulation, he is one of the best coaches in the NFL. I will fight anybody on that. And so, yeah, you can only coach who's in front of you. I don't care who brought the talent in. With you look at him, when you isolate him, his job that he does on the field, what he gets out of the players, how the players have respected him. I think we've heard that today from some of the best. It's a hard sell to look at Vrabel and go, oh, it's time to get rid of him. If it was time to get rid of him, it was because of the ownership's own mistakes in managing the roster or who they allowed to manage the roster. That's not Mike Vrabel's fault.
Well, it's not if he's the one that's not helping manage the roster, it's what I'm saying. I mean, you had a guest on there a while ago that said yourself that Vrabel comes from the Bill Belichick tree and that he is a little brass sometimes, and sometimes he could want some control. And, you know, a lot of that, I think bringing those people in wasn't all on the GM. I think Vrabel had some control on that too, on the players they brought
in. Of course he's going to have some input. But this is the part where politics plays a role in less about his position and his standing as a head coach. Because every business, I don't care what you do, you can go out there and do the work, but there's this politics that comes with everything, how you navigate the space. And their ownership of the Tennessee Titans, they've proven to be kind of clueless with what they've done. Because this dude is one of the best coaches in the league, and the only reason to give him the boot would be because of politics. Danny, I want to thank you for calling from Tennessee. We're moving towards the end, okay?
Okay. Thank you, JR.
Thank you so much. Gilbert is calling from Hawaii. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, hello. I appreciate you taking my call.
Sure. Thank you for calling from Hawaii. What's up, Gilbert?
I heard a sports broadcast the other day. I'm not sure this was a channel, but they talked about all these NFL games, like on Thursday night, Saturday night, and they're all streaming. And I have Spectrum, which I pay $175 a month, and the only average package I got is ESPN. So I'm paying $175 a month. Then I got to go to Netflix, and I'm paying an extra $18 for the month. But yet, I don't have NBA package, so that's extra on Netflix. Now I try to watch the Thursday night football game.
Amazon.
And that's on Peacock.
Amazon,
now I'm paying
Amazon.
An extra $15, $18 just to watch one game on Thursday night football. Now they're talking about doing that on Saturday nights. You know, which I'm
Peacock,
pretty sure they're doing that.
Peacock, yes, Peacock exclusive as the Miami Dolphins take on the Kansas City Chiefs. Unless you live in Miami or you live in the Kansas City area, you can only watch that game streaming via Peacock. You won't find that game on your local NBC affiliate. I think we all feel your pain, Gilbert. Yes.
And it's ruining the fan base. These football players are making $25-15 million a year. Well, the average fan is making $110,000 a year.
But Gilbert, they're making all of that money because of all of the distributors that you just named that want the NFL. From Amazon to Peacock to ESPN to CBS to Fox. That's why they make so much money hand over fist. Do I agree that it is the best user experience? No. Do I think in the future that it might be consolidated?
It's hurting your average football fan.
Gilbert, Gilbert, listen to me. I don't think it is. I think a vast majority of NFL fans, they're going to find their team, and they're going to watch them however way they need to, the same way that
you're going to watch them any way you
want. Well, exactly. So where you go, so will Gilbert, stop. Gilbert, I got to tell you something. You ready?
NFL.
Gilbert, you ready? You listening to me?
Yes, sir.
This is the end of the show. I'm trying to have a conversation with you, and you're interrupting me. So what I have to do now is let you go, Gilbert, and then finish up. Is that okay?
Well, I guess there's no other way.
There is no other way. I was trying to have a back and forth with you, but I can't. You're a number. I'm a number. Are you consuming the game? Am I consuming the game? Yes. It don't matter how much you're spending, whether you go to the stadium, whether you turn it on your local, it don't matter. You are a number. Okay? The NFL, the biggest worry for the league is a lack of interest because of safety. A lack of interest because fans tune out. A lack of interest because kids don't grow up watching the game. That's it. It's not because the game is streamed all over the place. The NFL is the healthiest league here in North America. Go look at some of the highest rated television viewed anything, period, outside of sports. The NFL dominates. I don't think the NFL is worried about you paying an extra XYZ for Peacock. Otherwise, they wouldn't do it. Let's also be real. The world is moving towards streaming. You can pay as much as you want for cable. Who's making you do that? Nobody. You can a la carte whatever you want today, and nobody is holding a gun to your head and making you consume the NFL. You said you're still paying for it, right? A lot of people are. Somebody's going to pay for it if you don't. NFL's biggest issue is safety and trying to make the game appealing for future generations so it has a lifeblood. There's a reason why they're also trying to expand to all over the damn world. We got games coming up in Brazil. It's wild stuff. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The show gets started every weeknight at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I will be back on Thursday live from Las Vegas. I got something pretty cool cooking that I will be announcing at CES. You don't know CES? Consumer Electronics Show. Make sure you follow me everywhere at JR Sport Brief to see what I'm getting ready to do. Hey, Ryan Hickey, you holding it down tomorrow, aren't you?
That's right.
Where can people follow you, Ryan?
Ryan underscore Hickey and the number 3 right there on Twitter.
I love it. Ryan Hickey holding it down tomorrow. I will be back on Thursday. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio is a wrap. You be safe. You be well. You be cool. You be smooth. I'm gone. I'm at JR Sport Brief. Don't move. Here on CBS Sports Radio, Bart Winkler is coming up next.